Okay, I will say, we've moved from Burley, which was where we were actually at the early part of this fine September day, and we are with the awesomely talented Samantha Lee Howe.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Very good, and it's wonderful that we can actually make your debut, Samantha Lee Howe, on one of our location reports. Crime writer extraordinaire.
Well, I hope so. We'll see. Next year we'll reveal.
it'll be great. Now, you're here, obviously, with the rest of us, looking at the fantastic place, which is the Vauxhall Holiday Camp, in the joyous world of Great Yarmouth.
That's correct, and this is the new home of Sci-Fi Weekender, starting in October.
Well, I am one of the relative newbies to Sci-Fi Weekend, as you know. My only experience was the cavern in Sheffield, as I refer to it, dark room, etc. But this is the first time for me in a holiday camp from that point of view, and it's looking very interesting.
It is very interesting indeed, because we've got an awful lot more facilities here. So obviously the Sheffield venue is a kind of micro SFW, whereas this event is the big thing. So it's going to be a full-on, whole, exciting weekend.
And looking ahead to some of the fantastic people who are there, we've got Chase Masterson, we've got David Gerald, and that's just for Trek fans.
That is. Chase, unfortunately, will not be with us in October, but she will be with us in April, along with Denise Crosby and Marina Sirtis and Robert Picardo. So for Star Trek fest, really.
Exactly. And this is one of the reasons why clearly, Sam, you are the organiser, because you can actually say, no, they're coming to this one. But let's look at some of the guys, including the authors, who will be at Sci-Fi Weekend in Great Yarmouth in October, the day after Brexit. I know, if it happens, whatever, yeah. 31st. One thing I can guarantee, Sci-Fi Weekender will happen, whatever happens with that other sort of stuff, etc. Because we've got Robin Pearce here.
That's right, we have Robin Pearce, we'll have your good self. We will be hopefully doing the Stone Tapes live. And as well as the other guests, we've got the wonderful Dacre Stoker, who's the great-grandnephew of Bram Stoker, who's coming to give a couple of talks. And we will have David Gerald, as you mentioned. I'm really excited that he'll be here.
The creator of not just the Cloud City Stratos and the Cloud Miners, but also the Tribbles.
Oh, which is one of my favourite Star Treks. It absolutely is.
Sam, too much of anything, even Tribbles, is not necessarily a good thing.
Very true. Especially them, because they do breed like rabbits.
Precisely. Except if you actually go to the animated version, there was actually a Klingon predator of Tribbles that was actually brought in by Cyrano Jones. But that's something else. Also, David wrote one of the 25-minute, now kind of accepted as canon, animated versions, which also had a Tribble sort of theme.
I haven't seen that. I'll have to watch out for it, I think.
Exactly. David has been doing some wonderful stuff here, of course, David J. Howe. Just share with us some of the other fine folk who've been involved with us. In fact, you're going to grab him and see if he actually... Is he going to turn? It's very good. I love that technique that you used, Sam. It was the sort of gentle nudge in the direction of sort of saying, is he going to come to us? Is he going to chat? He is. He's actually coming over. Wow. David.
Hello. Good evening.
You see, time zones are irrelevant. I think it's a glorious day here.
I've just flown in from Alpha Centauri.
You're a man with a clipboard.
I am. I've got a clipboard. I've got lots of notes. This looks fabulous. I think it's going to be a tremendous venue and a tremendous event. So much possibility. And even now my brain is like buzzing with, ooh, we can do go-karts. Ooh, we can do and
Tribbles.
And the go-karts are already themed as Captain America.
Oh,
that's so that's even better. So, yeah, no, really, really nice. Lovely place. I think it's going to be a fabulous event.
It is indeed. Now, let's put a moment's somberness onto the whole thing. It's great that we've had a chance to join you on this recce and get a flavour of what's happening. And I would certainly say sign up for the Sci-Fi Weekend now. Get it done and dusted. But we've lost one of the greats, actually, somebody who I was fortunate enough to interview for a Lincoln event a few years ago, Lincoln Book Festival. That was on a panel, actually, with Richard Franklin, Graham Harper, and, of course, the late, great Terence Dix.
Absolutely. I first met Terence back in 1976, I think it probably was, when I was a mere stripling, and he was the first Doctor Who celebrity, in inverted commas, that I ever met and ever interviewed. And I just loved the man. We hit it off. He was so friendly. He answered all my questions, no matter how stupid they were. He was always very generous. And then over the years, we sort of met at various events and talks and, you know, renewed our friendship, as it were. He was
certainly the Barry Letts, Terence Dix partnership was something which really kind of provided the foundation for what we now appreciate as Who today.
Absolutely. And there's been so much written about him in the last couple of days. If you can find some of the obituaries and stuff, you'll just see how much he did. I mean, it wasn't just Doctor Who. He worked on classic serials. He wrote over 100 non-Doctor Who books. You know, he really was the man that got most kids reading of a certain generation. But, you know, apart from a talent, he was so modest and so down to earth and just so friendly. And, yeah, it's such a great, great loss to literature, to the world of Doctor Who and everything. And, you know.
Well, certainly, it was at the Lincoln Drill Hall when I was doing a piece with, as I mentioned, Graham Harper, Richard Franklin, and Terence Dix. And that was what really sowed the seed for what eventually became the Telefantasy and Society events that we're looking through, because I thought, actually, yeah, Lincoln could actually sustain this. It's worth developing. Sam, your own thoughts on Terence?
Oh, we're going to miss him greatly. I'm actually, yeah, just choking up still. A wonderful man. My memories of him, I met him first of all at a very small event over in Hoylake. Ever since then, absolutely lovely to me, very kind, as David has already told you. And saw him again at Gallifrey and introduced him to Ken Deep of Long Island Who fame and got him on that event. So he said, what was his famous words, David, to me?
If only I'd realised that all I needed to get to go to all these conventions was a Sam Stone.
So a nice memory of Terence anyway.
Absolutely. We'll be up there looking down and thinking, yes, it's going to be a fantastic, awesome sci-fi weekend. We look forward to that. And of course, the next Stone Tapes edition 52 is more or less around the corner.
Yes, not long now. We'll soon be there.
Not long now, yes.
A reminder, how can people get in touch with Sci-Fi Weekend if they want to find out more about how they can sign up for the rapidly diminishing number of tickets that are available for this awesome event?
It's a very good point. That's even if there are any tickets left. But I think it's www.scifiweekender.com, I think is the web address. And I think all the information should be there. But I've got a feeling that certainly this year's October event is sold out. And they are rapidly selling out for the April event next year.
So great, Yarmouth is in for a treat.
It is.
It certainly is.